What do you think about this bubble city idea for Vegas and the NBA? Can we pull it off? Can the NBA pull it off?
Well, I think if any city can pull it off, it's the city of Las Vegas. For me personally, I'm ready to touch that grass across the street. I mean, my mindset has been strictly football, which is weird, right? I mean, Cofield, you know, NBA is my first love. When I used to work for the Mountain West Sports Network, and a little background for your listeners, but and your loyal ones know this, but Cofield, you'd have me on, and we would talk Mountain West basketball and football, and I wasn't great, but I had a passion for it. And then when the Mountain West Sports Network closed its doors, about a month later, I got the call up from Philly to join the NBA. And my first game in my house growing up, Jordan was 1A, Bird was 1B. My first game at Indiana, Bird sitting there front row. I think I blacked out. And then we had Lou Williams as our walk-off interview, and the rest is history. Saw a lot of bad basketball and since, but it's got a lot of good basketball as well. And Brett Brown, if there's anything, you know, I think what I miss most, Cofield, covering the NBA is working as a sideline reporter for NBC Sports. We traveled with the team. So whether it was on those team flights or, you know, the lobby of the team hotel or at Starbucks, the guys had their guards down, and that's where I really got the storylines. I went past the headlines. So, you know, that's kind of what I miss. I saw that with the Eagles and working directly with the team and working right at their practice facility. You walk down the hall, you talk to Josh McCown, get some scoop there. Can't really report it, but, you know, those are the things that I take my role so seriously. And so I think having the NBA come to Las Vegas, if anybody can pull it off as a bubble city, it is us. I would love to see it. I, to be candid, I may have reached out to a heavyweight involved in the process and said, yo, I'm back in Vegas. If you need a sideline reporter, guess what? I'm about 10 minutes away. So, but look, my focus is on football now. And that's where we are.
So I want your opinion on this part. One of the big hurdles the NBA may have to cross is getting players to separate from their families. You mentioned you're a mom now. You've got a child who's 4 years old. I mean, you were around NBA players. What do you think it's going to be like? Could they deal with like a 6-week tournament where maybe their families aren't around?
I don't know, man. I mean, I've seen it's tough without being in their shoes, but I will say, having covered them closer than pretty much anybody, at least with the Sixers, they were so damn young when I covered them, you know? So, like, a lot of those guys didn't have families. But you look at, you know, the heavyweights and the key players in the association. Will they, you know, LeBron James, a big part about him going to Los Angeles was for his family, the education. I mentioned, you know, with my own daughter coming back to Las Vegas, that was priority number one for us. So, can they do it? Yes. Will they? I don't know. You know, you kind of got to weigh all the options. I think, again, going toe-to-toe with Disney World and with, you know, ESPN in Orlando, I think Vegas is much more suited to handle this. I think guys would be much more apt to come here than they would there, but maybe I'm perhaps a little bit biased. But bringing your family here, again, if anybody can do it, certainly Vegas can.
Hey, Molly, so one of the things, I love the NBA, and one of the things I've been really stubborn on is the fact that the Philadelphia 76ers are actually a matchup nightmare for, like, two really good teams in the East, and that if they get to take on Milwaukee or Boston, it might be a tougher series than people anticipate. What do you make of Philly if we get this going again, and it sounds like they might be healthy now that they get some time off and Ben Simmons can work his way back, et cetera, et cetera?
Nonsense. I want to talk about the AFC West. We don't want to talk about the Sixers. Let's talk about chasing that Kansas City, huh? I don't even want to talk about. Look, in all seriousness, they're going in the right direction. And Brett Brown, what a job. You know, coach of the year, I think, for 5 years running there that I covered him, and his ability to just keep the locker room together. You look at the draft picks that the Raiders took in, a lot of these guys, locker room guys, and you may think it's just coach speak and just, you know, a catchphrase, but it's the real deal. And I've seen it in action. You don't want fingers pointing with everything this and with three of their five premium picks, the Raiders, of course, going for targets for Derek Carr. There's got to be a lot of excitement in that locker room. But the Sixers, look, they're in good hands as long as Brett Brown is on the case.